It's now time for our selection of letters from the evening news. This past week, the readers have commented on many wide and varied topics, including the NDR and Anglia Square, the Go-Go Hares and the Sainsbury Centre.
It's never too old to be a volunteer, and Norwich couple Brian and June Cutting are proving the point. They write, 5 years ago, on April the 5th, 2013, you printed a story about Brian Cutting and June Jones, who had just got engaged at the age of 70 and was celebrating by helping to build a school in Cambodia. This year sees our fifth wedding anniversary, and to celebrate in April, we are going to the slums, or favela, of Rio de Janeiro to help convert an old building into workshops and classrooms. Hopefully to rescue some of the young people of the slums from the never-ending circle of drugs, guns and gang violence. We are both 75, never too old for an adventure, never too old to be useful.
This summer sees the Go-Go Hares take to the streets of Norwich. Indeed, Chatterbox is this year sponsoring one in celebration of our 40th anniversary and 2000th edition of a couple of weeks ago. Regular contributor David Coe from Norwich writes, "The elephants, followed by the gorillas and dragons placed all around Norwich and helped by fine summers and ended with them all being sold off for charity, were great success stories. These events were one of the few things that take place that has the power to get people from all walks of life and of all ages, from babies in pushchairs to older people, to get out and participate in the fun walk and competitions that were held. Now, we have this year the Go-Go Hares coming to Norwich, and I hope that the sun will shine and they will be yet another great success that we can walk about to find and admire and take photos of them in the time they go out on show to the public. Walking around to find them is also an enjoyable and cheap way to improve your fitness levels without breaking into a sweat. Another thing that struck me was that no vandalism of any consequence was reported in the past three exhibitions, which in the society we live in today is amazing. I hope this year there will be a Go-Go Hare on show that will replace my previous red-hot favourite, which was the elephant that had pieces of glass all over its body of many different sizes and shapes."
The Northern Distributor Road is nearly fully open, and Nancy Croys of Milam has a few comments of her own, admittedly slightly tongue-in-cheek. She writes, "I'd like to say congratulations to the drivers of Norfolk who are using the new Northern Distributor Road. I used it when it first opened, and it seemed to me there was a strange, almost eerie quality about it. It was just too pristine. Thank goodness that's now changing. I was heartened to see that drivers are doing their best to ensure that this new road resembles every other road in Norfolk. Colourful soft drink cans, takeaway containers and plastic bottles are starting to cover the empty verges. Keep up the good work. With any luck, there will soon be wall-to-wall litter and we can save money on mowing the grass and looking after the trees. Who needs greenery when you can have such a range of detritus instead? Or we can wake up and see that we need to put a stop to this needless vandalism of our once beautiful county."
We report this week that the vision for Anglia Square is to become a reality. But ACL reader Julie Grint says that the plans would cause great upheaval. She writes, "With reference to the plans lodged for major overhaul of city centre eyesore Anglia Square, would, of course, cause huge disruption. Magdalene Street is an extremely busy bus route. Recently, it was mentioned construction work could take 6 years. 10 to 15 would be more realistic. The student flats construction on All Saints Green has taken up to 3/4 of the street. All Saints Green is pedestrianised, closed to traffic. Need I say more?"
This year, Chatterbox is celebrating its 40th anniversary. We're not alone, it seems, as Canon Bob Baker of Attleborough writes, I can't believe the Sainsbury's Centre is 40 years old. Inside and out, it's still modern, innovative and exciting. The current exhibition, called Roger Law, From Satire to Ceramic, is quite brilliant. It charts his course from newspaper illustrator to creator of the famous spitting image puppets, over 2,000 of them, to world-class ceramic artist. You will enjoy trying to identify the puppets. You'll be delighted by the drawings of Australian wildlife from his time working there. But you'll be blown away by the incredible ceramics, some created in cooperation with Chinese artists. Altogether, a superb contribution to the birthday celebrations.
And finally, Trevor Middleton of Norwich has received an important message from the other side. It reads, news flash from heaven. Ken Dodd is causing mayhem with his tickling stick. Stephen Hawking and Einstein have given their first lecture together. And Jim Bowen has at last scored a bullseye.